So what we recently published on was looking at a dietary pattern. And the reason we chose that as an initial way to look at diet is that, as you know, there's a variety of individual dietary things that are out there relating to colon cancer risk, but diet interacts with each other, and creating a pattern gives a general sense of people's overall dietary intake. And the two patterns that we utilized were ones that Frank Yu from the Harvard School of Public Health has done reports related to the risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular disease, and those are what are called the Prudent Pattern Diet and a Western Pattern Diet. A Western pattern diet is characterized by higher intake of red meat, fatty foods, sugary foods, desserts, and refined grains. And a prudent pattern diet has a higher intake of chicken, poultry, fruits, and vegetables. And everyone gets a score in both dietary patterns. So for any individual, they're somewhere on the spectrum of a Western pattern diet, and that same individual is somewhere on the spectrum of a prudent pattern diet. They actually aren't correlated with each other. And the way I've explained this to a lot of people is that you can have hamburgers every day and still eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. So you can get a reasonable score on a prudent pattern diet, but still be very high intake of a Western pattern diet. The primary finding was related to a Western pattern diet. And so people on the highest level of a Western pattern diet compared to those on the lowest level of the Western pattern diet had about a little over a 3 times risk of cancer recurrence or mortality related to their colon cancer.
Was that modulated by to the extent to which they were on the, well, I guess it would be the, was the Western, what was the other one?
Prudent pattern.
Was that modulated by the score they got on the prudent diet?
So that's an adjusted score that both accounts for physical activity as well as their ranking within a prudent pattern diet. So we both adjust for a prudent pattern diet, and we actually stratify for it as well. And in both settings, there was an increased risk of a higher Western pattern diet.
Again, any biologic interpretation?
So I think it's similar that we see with physical activity. And what we know is a higher Western pattern diet increases one's risk of diabetes and increases people's C-peptide level. So it modulates insulin and insulin-like growth factors, which again is one possible hypothesis of how that affects micrometastatic disease in the adjuvant setting.